First, we all know that first thing you tell a witness before they either give a deposition, testify to the court, to a jury, is you've got to tell the truth. That's it. It's that simple. Well, saying that is always, in getting that through their heads, it's easy to say it, but it's not very easy sometimes to make them understand what you really mean when you say you've got to tell the truth. And I once had a case with Roy Minton, very, very good accomplished trial lawyer here in town. He was defending this fellow that had some criminal issues. I was defending him on the civil issues. And Roy told the guy, I said, look, leave the lying to me. I'm a lot better at it. I've had more practice, and I'll do a whole lot better job of lying than you will. You just tell the truth. And there was a method to Roy's madness, because the guy said, okay, I've got a zealous advocate. He's going to take care of me. I don't have to stretch the truth, so I'm just going to kind of tell it the way it is. But sometimes, no matter how hard you get witnesses trying to tell the truth, they can kind of come off to the side. When I was a young attorney, the first case ever tried by myself was a medical malpractice defense case. And back then, it was completely different than today. You would try a couple of cases with an older attorney, and then all of a sudden, you were solo, and you were defending a doctor on your own. My doctor was a urologist. He was from Baytown, Texas. He had done some prostate surgery on a fellow out in Baytown. And my doctor's since deceased. He practiced law as long as I have. A lot of your clients end up that way. But anyway, the doctor, after the surgery, the fellow was having a lot of tachycardia. He was having heart issues. The doctor did not get a cardiologist in to see the man. The man ended up having a heart attack and dying, and the doctor got sued for wrongful death. So my first case going solo was defending that urologist in a wrongful death case.